Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of this newsletter is going to be why women love cocky jackasses. And what do I mean by that? I'm not talking about guys that are dicks. I'm talking about guys that are charming, they're cocky, they're funny, and they don't care about being a jackass. If they want to do something or be something or say something, they say what's on their mind. They don't give a shit what other people think. They like women to be around them that play full out just like they do in life. And so if they're out with their friends having a good time, they're out having a good time with their buddies. They're not walking all around a bar doing laps trying to meet every piece of ass in there. They're out having a good time with their buddies because the way they look at it is that they're the center of attention. They're the ones that are the catch in this whole nightclub. And so if there's any good, high-quality women out there, they're going to recognize that this particular group of people is the most confident people, and they'll naturally gravitate over towards that. And so I've got a client of mine that I've been coaching for about a year now, and he's a truck driver. And I've written a lot of articles and done a bunch of videos about him and his progress. And he's really struggled a lot with his beliefs. And he's a truck driver, and he absolutely hates his job, but he's thinking about going back to college and becoming what he's always wanted to be, which is a veterinarian. And just recently, about a month or two ago, he got on his Harley and he rode down to Texas and looked at a couple of the colleges down there and places to live, seeing what the job market was like. Just, he's basically got one foot out the door. He's making progress. And so he's been very successful with women in the past when he was younger, but he's gained some weight, he's got a little bit of pot belly, and he's always beating himself up, even though he's got lots of friends and family that just absolutely adore him, and they think he's the greatest guy in the world. And so I'm going to read this to you because he actually just finally had a breakthrough. He went out and implemented all the things that he and I have been talking about and just basically got to the point where he didn't give a shit. And so I'll read you his email. You can see all the successes that he's had. He said, "Hey man, how you doing? Doing all right here. This may sound retarded, but how would a dude go about celebrating the little victories? I went out with my best mate Saturday evening to a benefit put on by his sister. We mostly acted like jackasses, getting loaded, being loud, and laughing. Great fun. I kept my composure well and looked manly. It must have been the Ted Nugent shirt, haha. I got a lot of compliments, too. Let's see. I'll give you a rundown quick. I got two phone numbers, one a hot Puerto Rican, sloppy kissed and groped and got groped with two hotties, got my nuts massaged on a bike ride, made some new friends, and some college hottie put her feet on my face and told me to smell them pretty dogs. Should have got her number too. Anyway, it was fun and only proves to me that I should put myself out there more. You think? I've only been telling you this for how long? That's awesome. Fucking A. So how do I go about celebrating these little accomplishments? How about moving forward from here? Do it again, right? Yep. Rinse, recycle, repeat. It's the same process over and over. That's what's amazing. You don't have to change anything that you are doing. It's like you just keep doing the same thing over and over. It's like a success routine. Create an opportunity for sex to happen. Or in this case, you're out looking to have fun with your buddies. And hey, if you meet girls and hook up, even better. So he says, how do I go about celebrating these accomplishments? How do I move forward from here? And also, this hot Puerto Rican has been contacting me a lot. I asked her on a date and got one even though she got a live-in boyfriend. Oh, pretty cool if you ask me. You're playing with fire there, man. If she's got a live-in boyfriend and she's screwing around on him, personally, that's not a good situation. I wouldn't get involved in that, but hey, dude, it's your life. And, you know, if you want to roll the dice, brother, you know, that's your choice. But the point being is that how do you build on it? How do you take that to the next step? Is it go to another one, go to another function, go to a bar with the same guy? He's obviously sounds like a great wingman. And the point being, and I think you realize that it was all about going out and having a good time, getting drunk and just having fun with you and your buddy. And hey, if we meet some girls along the way, awesome. That's the mindset you need to have. And I've been telling you this, and you've been reading this, and reading the success of all these other guys for all these months, and now you've gone out and you've done the same thing, and guess what? Well, you get the same results. And that's the beauty of what I teach. It's like, I don't give a shit whether you believe me or not, or you think I'm full of crap. All you have to do is apply it, because you'll see that it works in your own life. And when you see that it works in your own life, that's why guys come back and hire me and pay me to coach them. So you've done great. Get your ass out there, and I would say this is something that you want to do, at least try to do it at least once a week. Get together with some buddies and go hang out someplace that's fun, where everybody's out having a good time. Because when you're out having fun, just like I talked about in the article, How to Get Women to Approach You First, that's basically what you're doing here, is hanging out with your buddy and having a good time, and women notice that. Why? What is it that attracts women to guys that are being cocky and being jackasses? Well, these guys are playing full out. They're out having a good time. They don't care what other people think. Their attitude is like, hey, you think I'm obnoxious and loud? It's like, great. You know, this place is 10,000 square feet, and you can go on the other side of the dance floor, because I'm not going to change who I am. It's like, you either accept me or you don't. And that's the way you want to be. You want to show up and be loud, be ridiculous, be outrageous. The point is to be yourself, is to be who you are without being apologetic for it. If you find a woman attractive, you look her in the eye and you don't break eye contact because you find her pleasing to you. She can either look away or turn away because you're confident. Dominant males don't look away. I mean, think about it. I mean, you've seen, if you've ever watched any documentaries on gorillas, the dominant male always sits there and the other ones always look down and they look away. So think about it. If you're out in a bar or a nightclub and you look away, you're basically communicating to other people that you're submissive. And if you're a guy and you do that to a woman, it communicates to her that you don't think you're good enough for her. And she goes, well, okay, you're not. And right away, she's completely judged you, and now you have no chance with her just because of one simple little thing like that. And so if you find these messages of value, please go to the bottom there where the Wibia toolbar is and hit the PayPal donate button and donate $1, $5, $10. Anytime you feel that I have offered, either in a video or an article or maybe my ebook, anytime you read something and you're like, damn, that was really powerful. That really changed the way I look at things. Thanks, Corey. Show your appreciation that way. Or you can show your appreciation by sharing this page with your friends and family. There's a down also in the Wibia toolbar. You've got Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, plenty of Google+, plenty of ways that you can share this page with your friends and family so they can benefit from the information as well. And if you got a question that you would like me to cover in a future video newsletter, you can just click the Contact Me tab on the left-hand side of the screen and send me an email, and give me several days or a week or two to get back to you. And I will talk to you soon.